Holy One, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Please be seated. Shout out. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. It's the first day of Lent. We've just entered a season of fasting, prayer, and repentance. And we will soon be told that we are dust, that we are mortal. We'll have ashes pressed into our foreheads. Now just imagine Isaiah standing where I am right now, staring us all down, fire in his eyes as he asks his first question, is such the fast that I choose a day to humble oneself? Well, yes. He glares his disapproval. Strike one. Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie down in sackcloth and ashes? Well, more or less symbolically, yes. He draws himself up still taller. You imagine steam coming out of his ears. Strike two. He tries again. Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Well, we thought that was the idea. Strike three. We have all just flunked the Ash Wednesday quiz. In this passage, Isaiah has taken Israel to task for forgetting the meaning and intent and purpose of their ritual acts. The people had forgotten the true nature of their relationship with God and slipped back into old idolatrous habits. They felt that God should shower blessings down upon them in return for their outward signs of worship. And then they were dismayed when God did not seem to be holding up God's part of the transaction and showering them with blessings. So Isaiah chastised them, saying that worship is not simply transactional. It must be relational. So Isaiah mocks their pleas to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? As if the whole point of what they were doing was simply to attract God's attention. Isaiah denounces their hypocrisy of making the right motions and saying the right words, and yet not also practicing true righteousness and justice by caring for the marginalized and the oppressed. It's the same criticism that we hear in the gospel today when Jesus offers the same criticism centuries later, calling people hypocrites for parading their piety. So Isaiah says, look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. You fast only to quarrel and fight and to strike with the wicked fist. Isaiah says that acts of worship that do not also reflect God's love in the world, these do not constitute the fast that God requires. And then he asks those three questions. Those three awkward questions to which we perhaps thought we knew the answers. Is this the fast that God chooses? Yes? No? No? Well, then why are we here? Why are we getting ashes on our heads? Why are we praying the litany? Well, that's the tension. That's the tension that we need today, because Isaiah's words invite us to ponder why we are here this evening. Have we come out of habit? Out of duty? Perhaps out of yearning? Isaiah's words, I hope, prompt us to feel, or perhaps to feel more strongly, the pull of this day, the challenge of the ashes that we are about to receive. Because the purpose of a Holy Lent is to help us discern what God is calling out of us, not what we should expect from God in return for our Ash Wednesday worship and Lenten spiritual practices of either giving something up or taking something on. God has already loved us into being from the dust of creation. And the grace that continues to flow from that love is irrevocable. So ours is to respond by reflecting that love and grace in the world. Our actions here today and in this season of Lent must be rooted in that call to reflect God's love in the world. That call, that vocation. I heard recently that the difference between a stick in the mud and a flute is that a stick in the mud is full of itself, while a flute has been emptied of itself so that it can make music. I think this is a really good image as we engage the tension of Lent in the context of Isaiah's critique. It's an intriguing way to help us discern the difference between meaningful spiritual discipline and rote ritual for its own sake. Emptying ourselves this Lent. Of what do we empty ourselves? It's hard enough to do emptying with our attics and our closets and our basements and our storage units. But what about our inner lives and intentions needs to be thrown out in order to make room for God to breathe God's music through us? Well, that's going to be different for each one of us, isn't it? But the one thing that we have in common is that we need to empty ourselves of a belief that our lives are just about ourselves. We are deeply connected to everyone and everything because we all share the fact of our dustness. Dust that came from that first singular spark of creation. So when we're invited this night to self-examination, repentance, prayer, fasting, and self-denial, all of these things, we are challenged to respond with the hard work of weeding out those things that hold us back from a deeper relationship with God, one another, and creation. We're challenged to toss away the clutter of self-absorption and fragile ego that deludes us into thinking that our lives are all about me. All about us, rather than our relationship with the world and our fellow children of God. We're challenged to clear out the junk of greed and fear and guilt, to make room for vulnerability, humility, gratitude, generosity, and maybe even the ability to laugh at ourselves every now and then. Wouldn't that be music to God's ears? It's a tall order, emptying ourselves of the clutter, which is why it is good that we have 40 days to get started on it. God calls us to make this journey, to be faithful even when we're not always successful, because being human, being dust, means that we are flawed. Flawed, but still irrevocably beloved. We make this Lenten journey together. And together we uphold one another. The mark of the cross unites us on this journey, We do not make it alone. Thanks be to God for that. We are dust. Yes. But we don't need to be sticks in the mud. My prayer for all of us is for a holy and challenging Lent, that through whichever Lenten disciplines we choose, we may empty ourselves, becoming instruments, beautiful musical instruments of justice and healing in the world, becoming bearers of God's joyous Easter song. Amen.